This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There are 15,000 museums in the United States. Some are historical museums dedicated to African Americans, Native Americans, Japanese Americans, and Hispanic Americans. As Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports, the world's first Arab American museum opens tomorrow in Michigan.
Several hundred people are gathered inside the tiled foyer of the new Arab American National Museum, dressed in sparkling gowns and tuxes, talking happily and raising their glasses in endless toasts. They're celebrating the upcoming opening of the first Arab American historical institution, and the mood in the room can only be described as giddy.
I mean, this sounds trite and kind of childish, but I wanted to stamp my foot and yell Yahoo.
That's Jack Shaheen, author of several books about stereotypes of Arabs in popular culture. His photo and biography hang in a gallery on the second floor. Standing 10 feet away is Patricia Elbaz, wife of distinguished NASA scientist Farouk Elbaz. His picture is on display upstairs as well. Patricia Elbaz is Irish-American, but she can barely contain her excitement over the museum and what it means for the Arab-American community.
I think they're finally saying, look at us. We're not afraid to have you look at us. You're going to see good things.
The $16 million museum includes dozens of interactive exhibits and artifacts, citizenship papers from the turn of the century, military uniforms, even old X-rays. Broadcaster Casey Kasem donated his commemorative plaque from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and actor F. Murray Abraham gave a Golden Globe statuette. In fact, every artifact in the museum was donated. In one corner is the original model of the memorial for poet Khalil Gibran in Washington, D.C. Museum director Anan Amari says she hopes visitors will learn how much Arab Americans have contributed to the country.
Arab Americans have been either forgotten or portrayed in a negative way. And what we're really trying to do with this museum is to correct that picture. We're written out of history of the United States, and we would like to be put back, given the place that we rightfully deserve.
Jack Shaheen says Arab Americans have never been very aggressive about sharing their culture or heritage with the rest of the country.
Well, I think we were so intent on becoming Americans. I know my family was that way. I mean, the early immigrants, for them to speak Arabic was a disadvantage. And so it was English, be American.
But Louise Kankar says there's more to it than that. Kankar is a senior research fellow at the University of Illinois Chicago, and she's been studying Arab Americans for 20 years. She says Arab Americans are conspicuously absent from public school textbooks. Kankar says she first became interested in the subject when she took a trip to Morocco in the early 1980s. She returned to Northwestern University and rushed to the library, eager to read more about Arab culture.
And I found one book. It was called The Arab Mind. And I just said, this is not right. I mean, there's this, a whole group of people in the world and in the United States for which nobody has very much information on. And the information that did exist was discriminatory, prejudicial, racist, whatever term you want to use.
Kankar says there's a systematic vacuum among academic communities that she hopes the museum will help fill.
This is an institution with walls, doors, and a roof. And in that case, it is a potent expression of permanence. So to me, one thing that the Arab American Museum says is we're here and we're staying here. We are part of the American mosaic.
Kankar says the museum may spark more scholarly interest in Arab American issues. She says the new facility may increase understanding of the culture and eventually help diminish the prejudice and fear that has sometimes hampered Arab Americans in the past.
I think the major Arab American contribution to this country has not yet been allowed to happen because I believe a kind of firewall has been put up against Arab Americans. So there are major people that have contributed, and I'm sure they will be displayed in the museum, but I believe the real contribution of Arab Americans is still blossoming.
The Arab American National Museum will open its doors to the public for the first time tomorrow night in Dearborn, Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.